This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lost, I think, in the flurry of coverage about COVID vaccines for going on, a year and a half now, is an antibody treatment called Evusheld. Came out about 6 months ago. AstraZeneca makes it. It's designed to stop the virus from infecting people with weak immune systems, people for whom the much more talked about vaccines often don't work. Like the vaccines at first, the FDA has approved Evusheld for emergency use, and the federal government is in charge of buying and distributing it. But as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, there has been a disconnect between the amount of Evusheld the government has bought and how much is getting to the people who need it.
Marsha Boyce suffers from a blood cancer called chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL. The drugs she takes for her condition suppress her immune system. So, after getting the COVID vaccine, she got tested to see if she had antibodies.
For me personally, I had zero. So after the two vaccines and a booster, I had still zero protection from COVID. I was upset.
Evusheld works by delivering those antibodies directly. Boyce heard about it on a CLL Facebook group, then started one on Evusheld.
Everybody was talking about it and, couldn't wait to get it.
But it wasn't available at her hospital in Illinois. She started looking for it in Florida, where she spends her winters.
In the beginning, there were only four places in Florida that had it. I called all of them and they only were doing it for their patients.
She finally found a place.
The small clinic down near Fort Lauderdale, and I was able to get my doses down there.
Turns out that small private clinic had gotten more Evusheld doses than any other provider in Florida, including some of the state's largest hospitals. NYU transplant surgeon Dori Segev says that's not an isolated case.
The rollout of Evusheld has been complicated, confusing, and frustrating for many people.
Segev says from the beginning, the math didn't add up. The Biden administration ordered 1.7 million doses for the more than 7 million Americans who were immunocompromised. And yet, by some estimates, around three quarters of those Evusheld doses may have gone unused. Segev blames a lack of outreach.
There were no centralized efforts to educate patients, their providers, and as a result, many providers who take care of immunocompromised people were not aware that this even existed.
In a statement, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services confirms it has more Evusheld available than is being requested by states and territories, which send it to local hospitals and clinics. And a spokesperson acknowledges that getting the treatment to people has been challenging. This unequal distribution has led some healthcare systems to ration the treatment. The University of Michigan's Dr. Daniel Call says at first, his hospital ranked patients based on who needed it the most and set up lotteries.
That obviously creates a whole new workflow about identifying those patients and offering it to them in a random fashion.
Call says that randomness has helped ensure fairness.
So that you're not maybe prioritizing people who are most educated and are therefore calling up and requesting it.
The labor in this new workflow has fallen to people like the University of Pennsylvania's Dr. Amy Payne, who specializes in a rare autoimmune disease that can cause fatal blistering. Its treatment can wipe out a large part of the immune system, so the COVID vaccine doesn't appear to give her patients full protection.
Some of them agreed immediately. Some of them had additional questions. Some of them wanted to talk to their families about it. And then I would call them back a second time to go over it.
Things got more complicated in February when the FDA decided that each recipient should get two doses of Evusheld. Overnight, the number of people originally slated to get help was cut by half. Health professionals are trying to help. Nicholas Torney, a clinical pharmacist in Traverse City, Michigan, says his team has created a toolkit
for providers to understand the who, what, where, when, and why about this medication. And also for nurses and pharmacists related to how to actually order the medication.
AstraZeneca tells Marketplace it has more Evusheld on hand if the government wants to buy it. The Biden administration says it needs funding from Congress to do that. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.